Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The pride of Rockford, Illinois, Cheap Trick and Surrender on 93 XRT, as chosen by the new pride of Chicago. Freako Nico has joined me here this afternoon. You pulled that song out, Cheap Trick. Why did you pick Cheap Trick for this?
I was trying to think of like around the 80s time of rock bands out of Chicago. And that was the first one that came to mind, especially that song.
Yeah.
I love that song. Rock pop doesn't get much better than that.
Now, you just went to Japan.
Yes.
You did a couple of, like a 48-hour whirlwind tour for Fuji Rock.
Yeah.
Now, if we would have played the live version of I Want You to Want Me, Robin Zander, if you don't know how to speak Japanese, he just talks slower. This one's off our new album. That was his.
Was that in Japan?
Yes,
the live version?
It was a Budokan. He's like, I want you to want me. That's why he's
didn't
saying
even
it.
Try.
Because he's singing it to 10,000, you know, teenage girls. What is your solution for communicating to a Japanese audience? How did things go over?
Well, it was funny. One of the interviews after was saying, we were like, the band that said thank you the most, because arigato gozaimasu is like thank you very much. And so we would just say, when we walked on, we said hello, and then we just kept saying thank you over and over after every song, and that was it, you know.
Some nice young boys from Chicago, from America. That's great.
Yeah, we're trying to, but we're taking classes to learn some Japanese because we want to be able to speak to the people there when we go back, because it's a beautiful country.
You have plans to return?
This November, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. So while you're there, you can record some Japanese import-only CD singles and stuff like that. That'll be in demand here.
It'll be strip stuff. I love, yeah.
So when I saw you play the pop-up show for us down at Reggie's, I mentioned this at the top. I was so impressed with the range. You would do, you know, an indie noise pop song, and then the next one, you're standing alone at the keyboard, and it's like, you know, a Freddie Mercury track that would fit on News of the World. It was just a crazy spectrum of musical tastes. Where does that come from, and how do you have the confidence to go through that complete palette of a musical taste when you perform?
I mean, I think that just came naturally to us, because, you know, especially when it's me and Bailey, like, kind of the founding members of the band with our past bassist, Luke, we all are huge fans of loud rock music, but also very quiet, folky type music as well. I feel like there's a lot of younger people nowadays, and just fitting that into a set just makes sense, you know, just the full range of emotions. It doesn't feel like enough to just like rip the whole set, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and like, it's also bands who just do that, or bands who just play quiet folk songs the whole set are sick too. Just wasn't for us, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Curious, what you have equal facility with guitar and keyboard. What was your first instrument?
Technically piano, because I did start with when I was 7, but then like every kid, I quit when I was like 10. Yeah, but I wish I hadn't, because it's my favorite instrument, probably.
Was it an old, angry woman who was giving you a piano lessons every day?
Oh my God, lots of stories of that, but actually it was a really nice man named Mr. K, and he had like a twirled mustache, like out of the movies.
Amazing.
He was one of the nicest people ever, yeah.
We're talking to Freako, as Nico Capitan, the front man for that band. We're going to play a couple more songs, and I've noticed a theme going on here, of course, as I'm sure everyone has, all Chicago artists, and you've also arranged it chronologically.
Generally chronologically, yeah.
I love that. We've moved up to the 90s, and you have a selection from Guyville for us.
Yes.
Why this?
Liz Phair. This record came, one of my closest friends, Emma, in high school, put me onto Exile in Guyville, and it kind of was lyrically, it like blew my mind, and that you could be so straightforward and like crass in a lot of ways, but also it'd be very beautiful and very, I don't know, it's so unique in that way, and the fact that it came out of Chicago is, yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, Nico and Freako choosing the music this afternoon on 93 XRT. This is Johnny Sunshine from Liz Phair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.